Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Even the Duke Basketball Report is warning, watch out for Carolina. This is Archansky with the Memorial Day Sports Notebook. Duke sure has a knack for staying in the news during the offseason. If it's not the News and Observer picking the Blue Devils, who lost three senior starters and something like 80% of their scoring to dominate the newly expanded ACC next season, huh, dominate? Then it's Coach K making yet another grandstand summer play like he did when he flirted with the Portland Trailblazers in the late 80s, returned from a sick year off in the 90s, and then kept everyone dangling over the Lakers' job offer in the last decade. This time it was the $10 million man's decision to remain as USA basketball coach, something that Duke turned into a major media event when sending out a release would have done just fine. By the way, Krzyzewski confirmed he will remain coaching at Duke until the next Olympics, which resets his retirement for after the 2016 season. Three more years of good but overhyped teams that have reached exactly one Final Four in the last 9 years. Meanwhile, Roy Williams is working his tail off to dispel the speculation that he has lost a step in recruiting. He tried to make a quantum leap with his program by chasing one-and-done Andrew Wiggins, but now it looks like old Roy has gone back to the formula that has produced five Final Four teams in the last 12 years and three near misses in Elite Eight games. I'm sure you've taken notice, but this week, the Duke Basketball Report, the highly biased and unofficial website of the Blue Devils, fired a warning shot that the Tar Heels are coming, the Tar Heels are coming. With three starters and all key reserves returning, 6'9 Isaiah Hicks and another new big man coming, and a 2014 recruiting class that has suddenly jumped to the top of the charts, the DBR spouted, "Don't look now, but UNC is loading up." That came after Carolina got its third five-star recruiting commitment from the rising senior high school class and now has three of the top 18 prep ballers coming to Chapel Hill a year from this summer. The latest is 6'5 high point forward Theo Pinson, rated number 18, who picked his home state school over Indiana. He joins number 14 point guard Joel Berry, a scoring machine from Orlando, and number 10, 6'6 swingman Justin Jackson from Spring, Texas. Yep, it may take another year or so, but the Tar Heels are surely coming. This is Archansky. See ya.